I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Podcast, your one-stop shop for sexy things and a dog chewing on his foot in the background. You probably can't hear it, actually.
Hopefully not. At least the movers are finished moving the people
behind
the studio.
Another week, we were like, what is going on? Is this like heavy banging sex going on? Some apartment complex behind you or what's going on? I'm not sure, but I don't think you all hear it. And I don't think you hear the background things. But if you do, there's a dog right now being a full asshole, which is my dog. And the banging has stopped because
he's literally chewing on my arm right now. Okay.
It was a moving truck, by the way. It was not banging.
Yeah.
It was not hot sex.
They were not banging in the moving truck.
No. So this episode is with Dominic and erotic hypnosis professional Mistress Carol, and we will probably maybe have some clips on Instagram or TikTok, but we don't know because
there was only video on our side.
Yes, but preserved the audio, and she also guides us into a hypnosis state, which was very helpful because we're both kind of heady and we're like,
it was short. It was a short hypnosis.
And it wasn't
date.
About our genitals. I was so curious of like what she would have said. It was like, and now your pussy's really sopping wet.
Well, she works mostly with penis owners. So
it made
sense.
Your cock's really hard. And just push my dog away from you. Just push him, April. Just like give him like a loving PETA push, like what PETA would do.
All right.
Like a little light, like a light shove off of your being.
He consented. All right. Well, let's go. Let's move on. So,
all right. Anyways, it's a good episode. My dog's being an asshole. So, yeah, stay tuned to learn more about being a dominatrix, erotic hypnosis, etc. And maybe, I don't know, you'll be in a little relaxed state in your own being and want to go wank after. Are you ready for a sex question, Shippa?
Yes. I'm not going to read it. I'm going to listen as you read it.
All right. So listen to me as if a hypnosis. Or hypnotist.
I messed it up a bunch in that
and
episode.
I'm a hypnotist.
Is it hypnotherapy? We'll learn about that.
I'm a hypnotherapist. I've been using... Never mind.
Don't quit your day job. Right. Okay, stick with shameless sex.
All right. I've been using a sex toy that I love, but it resulted in a terribly uncomfortable rash. The rash goes away when I take what you all call a vibrator fast, but it comes back when I use the toy again. Am I going crazy or is it just the toy?
Oh my God, I say this as... I'm not making a joke out of this, but I always am like, oh my God, did I get a rash from using that? So, cause I get a rash when I orgasm, like a temporary.
Oh, like the throat thing.
The throat. Like, so my entire throat gets a red pigmentation.
Oh, interesting.
And sometimes it goes into the bottom part of my face.
From
but
orgasm?
From orgasm. That's, so you can tell, I can't fake orgasm now cause my partner's like, bro, you did not get
where's the rash at?
A rash. So I'm always like, oh, and when I use a sex toy, I get this, but this is a different kind of rash that they are speaking
this
to.
Yeah, this one is like a genital.
I'm assuming it's like itchy maybe and uncomfortable.
Burny.
But I have like a rash that, a full orgasm rash that happens.
Interesting. I've heard that like people with allergies towards especially alcohol, you'll see like little blotchy things on their face
you're
or their neck.
You're talking about me right now?
No, because you don't get that. Except for with your vibrator, but I don't hang out with you right after you use your vibrator. So
I got an alcohol rash today and you had to cover it up. You're like, let me put some concealer on your face, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was an alcohol. Shit.
I think it was from the red wine we were drinking. Anyway, so what do you think, sex expert of the year?
So there's the understanding of phthalates or phthalates or phthalates or however you say this, P-H-L-A, whatever way of saying these toxins that are in...
P-H-L-A?
Isn't it
P-H-A-L-L-A-T-E-S?
Okay, yeah.
She's spelling bee champion of 1992 right here.
So I should have asked April. Sorry. April, spelling bee champion. How do you spell phthalates, phthalates? Phthalates.
I just smelled it.
Okay. So these are plasticizers that break down plastic, and they make it more like a rubber soft consistency. And they generally are something that if you put the sex toy up to your nose, you would, if you have a sense of smell, you would smell some sort of plasticky kind of, it would be an odor, basically, some sort of scent. And what that means is when you can smell your sex toy, unless it smells like your pussy juices, and that's awesome, but then you should probably clean it.
Or butt juices.
Or you should probably still clean it. But if you can smell it, then that, you know, for the material, that means that it's going to probably put that material or the plasticizers into your body, because genitals, asses, cocks, and vulvas and all the in-betweens are mucous membranes and mouths, and they absorb everything that goes into them. And so, if you're experiencing some sort of discomfort from it, a rash, some sort of irritation, it's probably indicating that the sex toy itself is a toxic sex toy. And that's why there are a lot of sex positive sex shops all over the, at least this country and the United States, but I think across the globe, depending where you are, not every state and not every country, where they have very high standards for sex toys.
I want to add one piece to this, because in the 1950s, phthalates were banned from the production of children's toys because
like
they are carcinogenic.
Yeah.
So children's toys or children's devices that help them with whatever, yeah, pacifiers or whatever other words people call them, binkies.
Chew toys
for children, which is important because sex toys are going into your body. As you talked about, Amy, your body can absorb the toxic chemicals. So phthalates, the softening agents that are used, are no longer used in children's toys since the 50s. However, they're still used in sex toys because we're an unregulated industry by the FDA. The FDA does not regulate sex toys as novelties.
In the United States, right? But Germany actually regulates this, right? They're like the one country that regulated sex toy quality or materials.
They do. However, you can still buy products that are, if there's sex toys sold as a novelty item, you can still sell them because people aren't buying them as medical devices. So it's like a catch 22.
Yeah, that's when the gaps there. It's like, the way that you can bypass the whole thing is that you say it's a novelty, which I've seen in so many boxes, even from some of the toys that we've been the receivers of, that say novelty. And you're like, this is a fucking sex toy, but it's
even
a novelty.
But the high-end sex toys, the brands still have to say novelty on a lot of them because unless you want to be regulated by the medical side, you can't sell anything as a medical device, meaning if it's tested to be 100% medical grade silicone. This is like a whole different tangent that we didn't even plan on getting into. However,
but you know a lot about this. You've been deeply immersed in this field.
Well, because I had to study it when I worked at Fun Factory, and then with Hot Octopus, we're so careful with the materials that we use. However, we are not regulated. Uber Lube, for instance, is regulated because the FDA chose to regulate lubrication.
But like only 7 years ago or something.
I think less than that. Yeah. I think it was 5 or 6 years ago, and then it got really expensive. So the point is, when you buy a sex toy, you do not know exactly what you're getting. So you have to trust the brand, and you have to look at the actual, a lot of the reviews are a great way to find out. But if something's burning you or giving you a rash, there are probably materials in there that your body's reacting to. And it's probably a carcinogenic material that is like an agent that's put on top of the product to... And it will smell bad, and it's bad, and burns
sometimes
your body.
The material itself, like it might not even, because they also put like things that make things smell like strawberries all of a sudden, like a strawberry smelling dildo. And you're like, why does my package smell like strawberries when I open it? And that goes into your skin, and especially a mucous membrane that absorbs it. And then also, there's the other part of like just using things that are, like we said, toxic or carcinogenic. And the way you can tell is when you take your sex toy, it can be a vibrator, a dildo, a masturbator, an anal toy, whatever. Take it to your nose, smell it. And if you can smell a thing, you can smell like some sort of scent, then it's problematic. Don't put it in or on your body, especially if you're having issues. If you're concerned about this, great ways to shop for high quality sex toys are to go to sex positive sex shops such as purepleasureshop.com. You can use coupon code shamelesssex. You get 15% off, and everything at purepleasureshop.com is high quality and of the essence of non-toxic, because that is one of our standards. I own that shop with my mom. And also brands like Hot Octopus, like whom April is
Fun Factory.
Yes. They're wonderful brands. Like if you put those sex toys up to your nose, you would not smell a thing, because they don't have anything toxic in them at all.
Yes. So there is one slight piece that we should share, and there are a very small fraction of humans that have it's probably
a silicone allergy.
Yes, it's like a hundredth
so rare,
of a percent. Yeah. It's very small, and
they'd be allergic to cookware, most cookware.
They would be, and anything that has. But right, so if you are using a sex toy that says 100% medical grade silicone, and you're having this uncomfortable rash, you could be that small fraction of small fraction of humanity that has this, but it's so rare. And
but you'd also have an issue touching anything that's silicone, like the handle of your
could buy cookware stuff, or if at a hospital, like two, like medical grade silicone, what people use it because it heats up to your body temperature well, and it's non-porous, it won't grow bacteria, and it's easy to clean when it doesn't have motors inside of it. So they use it for the tubing in hospitals, and they use it for different, they use it in a lot of,
and great lube, like Uber Lube,
also cookware, because it can heat up and it typically won't melt like a plastic material would. So that being said, for this person, if you are using something that says it's medical grade silicone, it may not be.
Well, they say, there's some blends out there. But again, like April said, not regulated. So if you're having a problem with the toy, switch a toy, get a different toy that is from a sex positive sex shop, or of a better value, another sex toy brand ethical
company that cares. So Hot Octopus, hey, we're here for you.
Hey.
All right, you ready for a bio?
I am.
All right. Mistress Carol is a dominatrix, erotic hypnotist, and clinical hypnotherapist at erotichypnosisformen.com. She is an expert in controlling your mind and taking you deep into the sensual experience of hypnotic trance and fantasy. Her sessions have been celebrated as some of the best in the industry, with her provocative and controlling voice that welcomes one to surrender into hypnotic submission. And she was featured in the book The Heart of the Dominatrix by Anana Justice. To learn more, visit loyalfans.com/Mistress Carol, where you can enjoy her subscriber-only VIP content.
All right, everyone. It is episode time, and we are here with Mistress Carol. I'm trying to say it in a sexy way, but it's always really hard for me to do.
No, that's pretty good.
Mistress Carol, dominatrix and erotic hypnosis professional, and so much more, as you heard in the bio. And we are here to talk about, all of the above, being a dominatrix, erotic hypnosis. Also, by the way, I've actually heard really fabulous things about erotic hypnosis in general. So I'm very personally curious about your work. So even though, dear listeners, you've already heard a little bit about Mistress Carol, because we're going to say that you're the mistress, right? So we have to say Mistress Carol, because to be good girls over here at Shameless Sex, can you please share more about how you got to where you are today in the field of sexuality?
Absolutely. First, I would like to thank you for having me on your show. Oh, goodness. It was a long time ago in a place far, far away. No, I met my current partner a long time ago. It was after a breakup from a previous marriage. And it had been about 8 years I was on my own, and we met. And since we were both a little bit older and had gone through a bad relationship, a marriage that wasn't appropriate, we talked about absolutely everything when we met. So the one thing that he wanted to try was BDSM. And I was like, oh, I haven't done that before. Yeah, I'm in. So we, as a couple, grew through activities with BDSM. I went from being a little bit on the timid side to being full-blown dominatrix mistress. That is something that we practice in our personal lives. I am not a professional dominatrix. I'm a professional hypnotist.
Ah, okay.
So after about 10 years of that, I used to be in the construction industry. And in 2008, when everything fell to shit, I lost my job. And I ended up unemployed for about 2 years. And he had been into erotic hypnosis and introduced me to some really great artists that just kind of turned me on. And I thought, I bet I could do this. Let me make him something. So I got some rudimentary equipment and put together a recording for him. And he went in and listened to it, came out and had the most delicious red eyes and said, that's as good as anything I've ever heard on the internet. And the light bulb went off. And I thought, wow, I could turn this into a business venture. And as soon as that happened, I got a job. So, which is always the way life throws things at you. I built up my business and had a dead-end job with the state of California at the same time. After 5 years of that, I thought, I'm not doing this anymore. You're killing me with a cubicle. So I took a big leap and I started doing erotic hypnosis professionally and it took off. And I've been doing it for 12 years now. 12 years I've been in the business. I have three different websites. And the wonderful thing about being a professional is I get to do it in my own time, my own way. And I get to have days structured the way I want them structured. So if I want to go get my hair done or run to the grocery store or do whatever mundane tasks mistress do, I can do that.
Wow. That's like a nice job.
Yeah, it's a great job. And it kind of fell into you. Yes. That's exciting. And of course, we want to know a little bit about the dominatrix side of you, but you are professional erotic hypnotherapist or right? Hypnotherapist.
I'm two different things. I'm an erotic hypnotist.
Not a hypnotherapist.
I am a clinical hypnotherapist in addition, but I've got a pretty solid firewall between the two occupations. So I do the hypnotherapy in my community to help my local community members, but I rarely cross over between the two. I will help clients in the erotic hypnosis field that I know very well if they need some help therapeutically. Yeah. So I will combine the erotic hypnosis with the hypnotherapy for those that I know really well.
Okay, got it. So wait, so what do you love? Because I am curious about erotic hypnosis. I don't know anything about it. So we're definitely going to go into details about that. But what do you love about this world of doing erotic hypnosis? I'm going to keep saying hypnotherapy at some point. I'm not sure
that's erotic okay.
hypnotherapy,
that's
but okay. I shouldn't. I got to differentiate.
Well, it can be. Erotic hypnosis can be very therapeutic for many people. And I've had lots and lots of people tell me that, wow, your hypnosis has really helped me. Help me to let go, help me to relax, get rid of anxiety, do all of those wonderful things that hypnotherapy can do. Erotic hypnosis can do that too. Besides putting you into a place where you can get your rocks off, it can also get rid of all those nasty emotions that we pick up just living life. So it can do both. But erotic hypnosis is hypnosis, and I'll explain exactly what hypnosis is. Hypnosis is when you leave your conscious mind and you drop down into your subconscious mind and you experience deep relaxation, decreased awareness, focus on the speaker, and increased suggestibility. All of those things create hypnosis. Hypnotherapy is the instruction that you receive while you're in a state of hypnosis. And erotic hypnosis is hypnosis that has a sexual component to it. So there's all sorts of different things you can do with erotic hypnosis. I, being a hopeless heterosexual, I just do erotic hypnosis for men because it's what I know and it's what I do. So I don't venture into the pools where I have no experience. So that is why one of my websites is erotic hypnosis for men, because that is who I tailor to. Plus, men are more prone to buy erotic hypnosis than women are. Women like the hypnotherapy prospect, the self-healing and the empowerment and all of the wonderful things that come with getting rid of blocks and obstacles that get in your way of living your best life. Women are more into that. Men are into the sexual aspect.
And now, that's so just but why do you think that is? I'm so curious about that. Like, why do you think that there is this, we'll call it gender gap there of, you know, men wanting, my first thought is like, they want to surrender and let go. And they're like, ah, fuck everything. I just want to, but like, and that's also generalization. Why do you think that is?
Well, and then again, I have limited experience. So there might be a market out there that caters to women of every shape, way, form. I'm just not a part of that world. So what I'm saying right now could be not quite accurate, but in my world, it's accurate because I also try to sell hypnotherapy recordings online. And I bombed, absolutely bombed. So I stuck with the erotic hypnosis and I stuck with men because they seem to be an extremely good market.
Yeah, you got to stick with your niche. So we didn't talk about this before, but so I'm going to get consent with you before I actually do this, and it might be later. But would you be able to give us like a little 1 minute erotic hypnosis session?
Well, let's make it a little bit longer than 1 minute, but absolutely, nice. I would. Absolutely, I would.
Okay. Well, hold on. We'll get there. Or maybe should we go there now? What do you think?
It's entirely up to you.
What do you think, April? Where are we at?
Well, can we learn more about what it is?
Okay.
And then can we do that? Because I still don't know what it is. What if I'm hypnotized and then all of a sudden I wake up and Amy's hand is on my shoulder
or on
my pussy.
And she's like, I didn't consent to that.
Yeah.
I don't have nearly enough time in a few minutes to do that to you.
Could you do that though? Could you do that?
I want to know about this.
I'm glad you segued into that. That is entirely up to the subject. In erotic hypnosis, we like to pretend like we are 100% in control of you and we are going to make you do what we want you to do. But the truth of the matter is that permission lies in the subject. So if I say I am not a femdom is not something I find attractive, but there are lots of hypnotists out there who are. So if you get with a subject who doesn't
that was awesome.
I'm hypnotized.
Who really doesn't want to let go of his wallet, doesn't want to put himself into that kind of a situation, he's going to come out of trance. So anyone who tries to take you someplace that you don't want to go or tries to do something to you inside of hypnosis you wouldn't do out of hypnosis, typically it's going to fail. So if you guys let me hypnotize you to put your hands on each other and it was okay with you, ooh, nice eyes.
Yeah, there's not really a full video for this one, but yeah, we just looked at it like, all right, here we go.
Next time. It could work. It's entirely up to you and what your boundaries are.
Yeah, so that brings me to this question about, you said the healing piece. So you have the ability to use erotic hypnosis to help someone change and in a sexual healing way in terms of their being. How can this support individuals with overcoming issues and habits so they can create their best lives? Like, is this a thing other than April and I touching each other's breasts?
Oh. I was thinking feet, but breasts fine.
I'm being with the feet stuff.
I was thinking April's face. She loves when you touch her face.
No, I hate it.
Hates it.
I wake up from being hypnotized and you're touching my face.
It'll be a problem.
Well, the answer to that again goes back to it's all within the realm of the subject. The subconscious mind is extremely powerful. And I am working with someone right now who is female trapped in a man's body. And we are on our fourth custom session, and she says it is working. These things that we are working on are happening physically, emotionally, and mentally, so that this individual can live the life that she feels is appropriate for her. So the answer is yes, but it also depends on every individual. You have to be able to let go. You have to have good rapport with the person who's climbing into your mind. You don't want to just let anybody fuck around with your subconscious.
No.
Want to trust that individual who's hypnotizing you. It's really, really important.
Well, we both experienced hypnosis.
Hypnotherapy.
From
the same person, I think.
Same person.
Awesome.
But it wasn't erotic.
And it was in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was not erotic.
I do most of my hypnotherapy in person.
Okay. And it was awesome. And also
I bought her book because she trains people on how to do hypnosis.
Yeah.
And, it was interesting.
Yeah.
I never could fully let go though.
I guess that was where I was going to go with that one we actually both had mutual experiences where I feel like I was able to let go a little more than April's experience, but I wasn't there with April. But when you shared about your experience, I feel like I had a little more let go, but it was still a little ambiguous in my my psyche as to what was real is not the right word. I had a lot of imagery that came up, and we followed the imagery, and it felt very therapeutic, hence the hypnotherapy that April's speaking to. And I just, long story short, I found myself in a jail cell. So this is not erotic, everyone. No, this is not kink. We'll get to the kink part in a second. It was like about my aloneness and abandonment, like those kind of pieces. And, and so it was like this confusing thing of like, is this past life stuff? And I don't want to lose people, because some people aren't into that. So, but I also really appreciate it, because it also helped me to see my ability, I guess, to drop in or not drop in, to be present or not be present, to choose to be present for the therapy session or the context of whatever I'm doing for a healing modality. And, you know, if we're going to spend money and do a thing or listen to a thing, might as well do our best to try to drop in as much as we can, but we're not maybe always capable, depending on the time, day, us.
Well, again, everybody's different. And those who dabble in erotic hypnosis, maybe they've just stepped into it and they're getting really frustrated because they're not able to let go and really fall into a deep trance. A lot of guys get off on being deeply hypnotized and controlled and then forgetting what happened to them. But that takes ability, and it's not just learned overnight. My guy, it took him 3 years to be able to listen to erotic hypnosis and finally let go fully to it.
Wow.
And that's not an unusual story for many listeners. It's a training. It's a journey. It's never a destination. And you're always learning how to let go just a little bit more and drop a little bit deeper and enjoy the scenario just a bit more, just opening up to it. And not everybody can do that. Some can. I can get with someone who's never been hypnotized before and take them quite deep, but that's entirely up to them. If you don't like letting go, it might not be your thing.
Okay.
Surrender.
Exactly.
Is this a good time to sample or let go? We have to be in control on some level, because we're recording a podcast. We're going to be like passed out.
I'm not going to do too much. I'm just going to relax you. Okay. And what I'm going to
before the next question, I think this is good. This is good.
I'm just going to mention various parts of your body. Now that both of your eyes are closed, when you're ready to be hypnotized, just allow your eyes to close. Take a nice big deep breath and just enjoy breathing in a little bit of peaceful energy and then letting go of any stress or tension you might be holding within you. Let me take a little drink, because my voice is getting raspy.
Even better.
And I'm just going to mention various parts of your body. And as I do, it's like my voice is a relaxing energy that just seeps into those places in your body. And it feels good when it touches them, like the top of your head. It's like somebody's just touching you softly on the top of your head, around and around, feeling it relax as it just begins to drift down your head now, the back of your head, down into your forehead, down into your eyebrows, and all the small muscles of your eyelids, making your eyelids nice and pleasantly heavy, down into your nose and your cheeks, your lips and your chin, so that your entire head is now pleasantly relaxed as that wonderful feeling just drifts down into the muscles of your neck. Your neck has to hold up your heavy head all the time. And now you can just let those muscles become loose and limp as it flows down into your shoulders. Shoulders have to do heavy lifting. And now you can just let your shoulders melt as your mind begins to slow down just a little bit, to let go just a little bit, enjoying that increasing sense of deepening relaxation as it fills your arms now, making your arms nice, loose, and limp and heavy by your sides, down into your upper back, in your chest, your stomach and mid-back, down into your hips, so that your torso is heavy, relaxed, down into the big muscles of your legs, the quadriceps, hamstrings becoming loose and limp, down your legs now, shins and calves becoming deeply relaxed, into your ankles, into your feet. Just drifting out the tips of your toes so that your entire body is now feeling very deeply relaxed. Your mind is becoming carefree and empty as you just listen to the sound of my voice now. Ready to open your eyes, feeling refreshed, recharged, feeling very relaxed, comfortable and calm. Opening your eyes and just being relaxed. That was nothing.
Can we have you before every podcast?
Yeah, sure. You know, I've got some nice relaxing vanilla stuff. I'd be happy to send you ladies.
Did you see me shudder when you...
Yes, I did.
You could see us on video. We can't see Mistress Carol. I shuddered. There was... When you were talking about something dripping, I don't know. I was like, oh, that was like really good.
I was actually thinking, I was like, so before we do any podcast, can she actually just like coach us before with like...
I've got some nice relaxing stuff I can send you.
Okay. That was beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
sure. I do feel recharged a bit. I needed that.
Off an airplane. She really needs it.
Yes.
That.
So let's bring this to the next question here, which is, how does erotic hypnosis relate to the world of BDSM, kink, especially as you do some work as a dominatrix, but not professionally, but on the side or not?
Well, you know, it just depends. There are many different types of erotic hypnotists who do all sorts of different things. I'm a dominatrix. That's who I am. So that is reflected in the erotic hypnosis I do. I have done recordings. I've done a smoking recording. I've done a needle fetish recording. Neither one of those two did very well, by the way. It was not well accepted. My bread and butter is deep trance. It can be a fetish for many because people, you know, we are on high octane in our daily lives. And lots of people like to just let go and be taken. And of course, being a dominatrix and a dominant personality, I love mental subjugation. And I love to take them into the space where they didn't think they could ever get, where I take them and show them how to let go, how to surrender and submit, how to enjoy those wonderful things that many go to professional dominatrixes to experience. I do it mentally. So I will get them out of their conscious mind, out of their head, and down into their subconscious mind. And once I've taken them down in there into a state of hypnosis, then we'll go off and do something else, depending on what they like to do. Bondage. It's great for bondage. I'm just about to do another bondage recording very soon.
So it's just deep visualization, Kara. I'm doing mean to interrupt, but that's what it is.
Pretty
it's deep
much.
Visualization, getting in.
Yes.
That's what professional athletes do. They visualize
absolutely
their competitive side before. I'm a true believer in that. That's amazing. So, okay, cool.
One deep of the wonderful things about hypnosis is that it takes you into a greater spot than a visualization or a meditation, so that you really feel like these things are happening to you. One of the genres in erotic hypnosis is called hands-free orgasm. Mm. And in that, you take somebody very deep, and if they are suggestible, some people can do this, some people can't. They will go into a wonderful space, and I will give them a scenario that really turns them on. And some people can experience what I like to call a mindgasm.
Like a sleepgasm, like when you're in your sleep and you're not touching yourself, but your mind takes you there.
Right. Some people can ejaculate, just hands-free, voice only, no hands at all.
Like a wet dream.
Yes, it's like that, but it's a little more vivid, a little more active.
I say that to make it more like relatable because I think a lot of people have sleepgasms or have at some point. And so if you're feeling a little bit like, I don't know about this erotic hypnosis thing. I mean, more people than not have had some form of sleepgasms where they were not touching their genitals and their brain took them into this place on its
own.
Exactly. Wake up super horny too. That's happened to me where I'm like, did I orgasm in my dream or I'm just really horny right now because whatever happened while I was sleeping last night was hot.
Yes. And there might be some wetness.
Exactly. And it's just guided down into a state of hypnosis. And that's where all the work is done. All the fun is had.
time for a quick break to talk about our hands down favorite lube, who also happens to be a sponsor, UberLube. UberLube is a luxurious silicone lubricant that enhances intimacy, and I actually want it all over my body, y'all. I'm not joking. It's long lasting and it leaves my skin feeling really velvety, almost silky, and has no flavor or scent. And April, I've heard you say this, great for oral sex.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And they happen to have thousands of doctors and therapists in the U.S. alone recommending UberLube to their patients for various reasons, including it feels amazing on the skin, it's highly body friendly, it's less likely to change the pH, and that vitamin E leaves the skin feeling nice and moisturized.
UberLube is not just for sex. It's for massage, you can use it for your hair frizzies, for buffing up your tattoos, and it even prevents chafing. It comes in this gorgeous glass bottle that I love, so the aesthetics are beautiful. It has this easy pump top. You're going to love it. It looks more like a cosmetic, so you can leave it shamelessly on your nightstand. Just go to uberlube.com and use discount code shameless to get 10% off and free shipping. Again, that's UberLube.com right now with code shameless for 10% off and free shipping.
This podcast is also brought to you by OMGS.com. I've been recommending OMGS to my clients for years now, and it's completely changed their lives, including that of my own. OMGS utilizes scientific research of real vulvas showing techniques to pleasure the pussy. And then they turn the research into tasteful, educational short videos, animated modules, and infographics. And here's the thing, OMGS is for anyone who wants to learn about vulva pleasure or take it to the next level. Hey, vulva owners, want to transform your own orgasms from good to out of this world? Or vulva admirers want to up your pussy pleasure skills? Well, you gotta check OMGS out now.
OMGS studied more than 20,000 people of all ages from 18 to 95. There are three seasons. This is not a subscription service, and you don't need to download anything. There's external pleasure, internal pleasure, and a season all about sex toys. Your purchase helps fund more research, and it's an incredible gift. Go to omgs.com/shameless to get 10% off right now. Again, that's omgs.com/shameless to receive 10% off unlimited access towards enhancing your pleasure power.
That sounds super fun. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm so intrigued by this because this is working with the subconscious mind. I'm curious, though, is there any sort of danger of going in this hypnosis place, especially you, because you said you're well-trained professionals and you are one of those people. And, you know, we are aware in our world that
stranger danger.
Exactly.
Well, or also not all people are trained equally in ethics consent. Yeah. I mean, you said already, like, you know, for you to hypnotize me to touch April's breast because April and I are in a relationship and we like to I just like to fuck around with that. But, you know, we would need those pieces there. So is there any way that this could be used as a danger or abusively?
Yes. Well, in any industry, you're going to have those individuals who try to take advantage over others, whether that is them physically or financially. Those people exist. They're out there. They don't last long, luckily, because what they do gets around and they're avoided. But there are many really, really good erotic hypnotists out there who do all sorts of different types of hypnosis. So there's no reason to jump into hypnosis with somebody you don't know. That's just not safe. There's a lot of people who want your money. And if you're vulnerable, they may be able to talk you into opening your wallet for them. And that's something you don't want to do. And that's one of the problems we have with credit card processors, because they truly believe that hypnotists have the power to steal money from unsuspecting people.
And is that possible though? Okay. And actually, it brings me to, when you were saying that, I was also thinking of when I went to say this, this is like a tangent, but related. The Santa Cruz County Fair, there was a hypnotist on stage and he hypnotized someone to like do something funny with a rubber chicken.
Did he, or was it?
I know.
A
so
ruse
that's my question. Is it a ruse? You know, like is all these pieces there of this whole thing of like the credit card companies?
Well, you see the evangelical people that like are hypnotizing,
yes,
people, or they're kind of like, they're like, you're healed. This person couldn't walk for their 20 years and now they're healed. And I'm like, is that real? I don't know.
There's
it's
always,
different.
Always but somebody out there who wants to take advantage of the vulnerable.
Yeah.
And in hypnosis, it's there too, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But most of the professionals who have been in the business for a long time are ethical. They have high integrity. They want to take care of their clients. So it can happen, yes. But if you keep to the professionals and stay away from somebody on Twitter who's advertising that they're now a hypnodom.
I'm a hypnodom.
Well, I'm a findom.
I have one hypnotist experience and now I got it down.
This is a thing, Mrs. Carol. So tips, let's talk about tips because this is important and people out there love tips. How would you suggest folks go about finding the right dom / erotic hypnosis? I'm struggling with that one today.
No, I wrote it wrong. It was my bad.
Good. So if you have, I don't know, 3 to 5 max of applicable tips for folks out there, what would you suggest?
I would suggest the first thing you do is get onto your web browser and type in erotic hypnosis and see what comes up. Type in those genres that you are interested in, whether it's BDSM, girlfriend experience, hands-free orgasm. I mean, the topics are immense, and the tastes and the kinks and the fetishes that people have are immense. And then go to their website. If they don't have a website, there's a red flag right there.
Yeah, good point.
So go to their website. Most of us have a great deal of information about ourselves on our websites. How long we've been doing this, our training that we have, what we like, what we dislike. It's all there. Go and read it. And most reputable erotic hypnotists have free material on their websites. So you can go and listen to somebody's voice. You can listen to their mannerisms, the language that they use, and see if it's something that you enjoy. See if they resonate with you. And if they do, download something for free. You don't even have to spend any money. You can go to YouTube. Lots of erotic hypnosis is on YouTube. And if somebody resonates with you, buy their stuff. Enjoy it. Keep them in business.
We're here to be honest with that. Like, supporting sex work. I mean, this is a form of sex work, right?
Yes, it is.
And so we're all about, I agree with like testing it before you maybe want to dive all in. So we're really big on that. And what comes to mind for me, and I, we're going to close out the episode soon, but, April and I are big advocates for meditation. And one last question I have for you is, what would be the difference between me listening to a guided meditation on getting into my body versus listening to a guided hypnosis session?
They're going to be very similar, just like sleep and hypnosis is very similar. But hypnosis is more like right before you fall asleep, when your subconscious mind is quite open and receptive. That is what erotic hypnosis, or just hypnosis, is like. It's right before you fall asleep. With meditation, generally, you don't, it's not that you don't go into the same space, but I believe that with hypnosis, if you're practiced with it, you go a bit deeper. Mm-hmm. You find places within you subconsciously where those things exist that prevent you from living your best life.
And I have one last question related to that. Can I hypnotize myself or do I need someone else to do it?
No, you can. Sure you can. Okay. There's lots of information online about self-hypnosis.
Okay. So because meditation, right? Like we can sit on a cushion and, learn from the guided things and then practice those tools. But so with hypnotism, we could learn potentially how to do it. Like, do you hypnotize yourself?
No, I don't. I'm always so busy hypnotizing other people. I do meditate. I do a lot of meditation, but I don't do much hypnosis. I typically just don't make the time for it.
It's like me with masturbation.
Yeah, you love it. You just don't make time for it.
I need someone to hypnotize me to stop shopping.
Can you do that, Mistress Carol?
Do you want to stop shopping?
I mean, not really, but I think I should.
You have to be ready, Chip.
You have to. If you want to quit smoking or if you want to lose weight.
The first step is admitting you have a problem, right?
Well, you can help people quit smoking and lose weight and stop shopping.
If they want.
Oh my God, this is awesome.
God, life would suck.
Fuck, this is amazing. Gold mine.
You'd want to have these changes made within you. I can't make anybody quit smoking if they don't want to. Oh, my wife sent me here because she wants me to quit smoking. It's like, do you want to quit smoking? No, can't help you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If so, the first step, big step is to make that choice yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not making that choice. I like chocolate. I'm good.
And I get her hand me down, so it's cool.
Yeah, she is. So,
I'm wearing one right now.
I think this is really cool, Carol, that you are able to tap into people and help them, because this is also, it's not just kind of hypnotizing people to do something like quit shopping. This, the erotic part of it is, I'm certain of it, helping them have more turned on, erotic, sexually empowered sex, right? With others or self.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can I tell a quick story?
Please.
I met a man through my website who was battling cancer. And I sent him a bunch of free sessions just to help him through his struggles. And I hadn't heard from him for 2 years. And then all of a sudden he popped back up. I thought he had succumbed to the disease. And he had thanked me for giving him those hypnosis sessions because he claimed that that helped him go into remission. Mm-hmm. It was at that point that I went to hypnotherapy school, wow, by the way. Yes. Wow. So erotic hypnosis can be powerful and healing.
Yeah.
It's not just for fun.
That's incredible. Okay. And ask before we close out the show, can I ask for an example? Can you tell us your, not wildest, but like you shared a little bit of client finding kind of more like their gender identity. What about like a really sexy story? Like someone who, maybe a session where they were able to go into a really deep, sexy space. Maybe they had orgasms. Maybe they ejaculated. I don't know. Can you give us like a little,
this guy from Denmark who was really into the hands-free orgasm thing. And I had put a trigger into him that every time I said this word, you had an orgasm. And he had shown up on a mattress, on the floor, naked. And every time I said the trigger, that man flipped around like a pancake. So I had him all over the mattress. He must have had 50 orgasms. And I was just...
Is the word like tangerine or something? Tangerine.
What do you mean? That's a safe word?
No, the trigger word that makes you have an orgasm.
Oh, really?
It's
one word.
It's like my partner's safe word is peanut butter. Yeah, it was something innocuous, like, you know.
Like puppy chow.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then I have 8 orgasms. Oh my goodness. That's awesome.
I do enjoy the orgasm live Skype. Orgasm hypnosis. It's a lot of fun.
Bet.
It might not be wise to use a food word for that, because if you're in the grocery store and someone's like, did you find the peanut butter? And the guy's like, oh. I'm like, oh, whoa.
I'm in the tangerine section. Yeah. I'm just like, I can't stop touching all the tangerines.
How many tangerines do you have? I mean, that's awesome.
I got lost in
the citrus section. maybe something aubergine. Let's use aubergine. They don't use it in the U.S. They only use it in the U.S. But if you're in the U.K. and you're shopping, you're
English. Yeah. So it's not going to work.
Yeah. No, you're right. Oh God. So, okay. So if people want to find you, are you taking on clients? And if they want to work with you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Absolutely. My main website is erotichypnosisformen.com. And you can send me an email at info@erotichypnosisformen.com. I also have a Loyal Fans website at loyalfans.com/Mistress Carol. And I have a discount erotic hypnosis website that's a little bit older, has my older stuff on it. And that's called myhypnoticdomain.com. And everything on that site is $9.95. Mm-hmm. So it makes it very reasonable for people who are just starting out and would like to experiment. And there's a lot of free stuff there too.
Nice.
You're legit. Obviously, that's why you're on the show.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and it sounds like you are taking new clients. So everyone that's interested, go check out Mistress Carol's work. And thank you for enlightening me on erotic hypnosis, because I felt very safe in that little tiny blip of what just learning about the sampling.
That warms my heart. Because that's really important to me for my clients to feel safe so that they can totally let go and experience what they want to experience. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And I hope to be able to fully let go at some time in my life. Someday I could control.
We're working on that. Well, maybe when we finish our book, we can finally fucking let go.
Yes. We won't go off on that right now. All right. Well, thank you, Mistress Carol.
Oh, you are more than welcome.
Yes, this was incredible. Thank you. And for all of you listening out there, I'm going to just do two quick invitations. The first is to please go and review us on Spotify and on iTunes. iTunes is really easy. Spotify, you actually have to listen to an episode on Spotify before you rate us. But we are a free resource for everyone out there. So you can find folks that are doing erotic hypnosis like Mistress Carol and the various other guests that we have, always to help you listening have more of the shameless sex that you deserve and desire. And if you haven't done so, even an emoji works, 5-star emoji. If you want to get deep with it, go for it, get deep with it. And the second invitation is to, when we do these shows, we are sponsored and we pick every single company that we work with very, very carefully. We pick out based on what their offerings are. So please buy their shit. We give it to you for the stuff. Amy hates when I say buy their shit, but
I'm like, it's more than shit.
It's not shit, but it's a play. Some of it's our services. Some of them are products, but please do that. Support our sponsors, because that is you supporting shameless sex as well. So those are the only two invitations I have for you. But honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I love you. I know Amy does too. We talk about that all the time. We really, truly value each and every one of you listening out there, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from. We love you. So thank you for being part of the shameless sex revolution. And we'll see you next Tuesday. Ciao for now.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.